Hi, this is a dictation for patient Cynthia Oliver, CYNTHIAOLIVER. Date of birth is 7/13/1959. Date of accident 9/25/2024. The patient is here for evaluation on 6/25/2025 for a follow-up visit. Her date of birth is 7/13/1959. The patient presents for the history of ongoing pain syndrome from headaches, which is, she complained, is 10. From, it is sharp and pulsating. And it's usually varies from 7 to 10, located in the front and the right temple, and has not improved. Associated with dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, loss of concentration. In addition, patient has pain in both the shoulders, pain in the neck and the mid-back and lower back, all in the tune of 5 to 8. She reports of painful walk. She cannot walk more than half a block. And however, and some radiation of pain is reported to the left leg, laterally up to the ankle, and on the right side, around the hip area. Overall, these pains are between 5 and 8. ADLs are affected 6. The patient reports 30% improvement in the improvement, relief of pain. Kindly review the records for ADL. System review, additional issues. Patient report that she has missed physical therapy several times due to issue being transportation. Review the records for substance abuse and a compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 111 over 69, pulse 58, pulse oxygen 99%. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 5/28/2025, dictation number is 0528-032. Diagnosis is the same plan. The patient has been refusing to have any injection treatment like epidural injection to the lumbar, thoracic, or cervical spine for her own issues. She has been explained that her MRIs are positive and the pain will not be relieved, healing will not be achieved without the injections. She also has been referred for neuropsych and a neurologist that she has not gone to see. She also refuses to take medications like Mobic, Flexeril, Ortran, Lunesta. None of them she wants. It appears that we'll now reduce the frequency for physical therapy to once a week and then discontinue after this month. The plan is to add chiropractic treatment, maybe a massage once per week. And patient has been informed that she must go back to work. Starting beginning next month, we'll be putting her back to light duty job, and she is a nurse. She should be able to handle her job. Regarding her pain, it appears that she's just reporting too much pain than it should be, as she's not wanting any medicine. She doesn't go for therapy. She's also not planning to do any injections. So it appears that our role is now limited, and we'll possibly work on discharging her from our services. We'll see her again in the last month, and that's about it. Thank you. She's still continuing a disability for work, housework, and transportation one last time. Thank you.